get the quick start like we talked about here in front of a packed crowd here at the Kasman Center with a real nice goal from Brett Edwards. But Whitecourt really makes it interesting in that third period. They came on hard, but you guys battled and you hang on with a big 3-2 win here in game one.
I don't know whether they made it interesting or we made it interesting on ourselves. I mean, those are two different things. You know, talking with the players, we're at the point now where they understand how we play and you know, the game. So you ask them, what do we think? And it just wasn't good enough. I mean, great, we won the game, which was crucial. You know, to draw first blood was huge, but I didn't like really the way we played. I thought that in the third period we just sat back way too much, turned pucks over in the neutral zone, which we can't do against that team because they're a quick transition. But really, you know what? I didn't like the first period. But we didn't give anything up. Second period, I thought that we were a lot better. Unfortunate, we scored that third goal, and now you've got an opportunity to take a stranglehold on the game, and 30 seconds later, we get beat off the half wall, and now you give them life. And I thought just in the third period, we were almost like, we were just challenging them, okay, come on, let's see what you guys can give us and how good we can defend. And, you know, we've said it time and time again throughout the course of the year, we're very fortunate to have an all-star goaltender.
It almost seemed like congratulations on the win. I know it was a little sloppier than what you hoped, but you know, it almost felt like the Wolverines were just hanging around, waiting for opportunities. And we certainly were guilty in the defensive zone of some, you know, unforced turnovers. And the Wolverines are that type of team that can hurt you.
No, exactly. And they're, you know, they're today. I thought they were very opportunistic, and I totally agree with you. Where, you know, there was a game reminiscent here in the first series that we had, was that where we dominated a team, but when you let them hang around, now all of a sudden it's chance, and you take a penalty with, you know, 3.5 minutes left. They score to make it interesting, 3-2. Now you need some blocks, you need some lucky, some lucky deflections. Obviously, I didn't like our centerman. I thought that we lost way too many draws, especially coming down the stretch. But you know, missing Jack Hamley hurt in the faceoff circle, but. Again, when we look at it, the amount of scoring chances that we gave up, they weren't, you know, very numerous. So, you know, we did a good enough job to keep them to the outside. But we also recognize the fact that, you know, Whitecourt's goal was probably to come in here and get a split. They can still do that with a good effort tomorrow. So the first 10 minutes will be crucial for our hockey club. We'll have to make sure that we ramp up the physical play. I mean, I don't know by count how many hits we had, but I thought that we could have been a little bit more physical. I thought that we were a little late on our forecheck. I thought that our F2 let us down as compared to the series with Bonneville. But having said that, you're playing a better team. They move the puck a little bit quicker. They know where their options are. So, you know, they challenge you to get there on forecheck. We're going to have to be better.
Your line of Brett Edwards, Hayden Hurslack, Jackson McKinstry was only a matter of time before these guys broke through and finally found the back of the net. I thought they were outstanding all series against Bonneville, but just how nice was it to see Brett score a real pretty goal, and then Hurslack comes in and bangs one home on the power play?
We like to see those guys get rewarded, and I know that a lot of the attention went to Isaac White and Leesburg, but to be quite honest with you, if we were to look at the whole series from game one to game five, I thought that Hayden Hurslack was probably our best forward in the first series, but no points. So you feel bad for him. But, you know, they were a line that really was able to swing a lot of momentum in that first series just with their puck possession and with their ability to cycle, change of direction. And I think that they continued that on. Difference today, and fortunate for us, was that they got rewarded with, you know, with some goals. And Eddie's was a great shot. Hurslack was just going hard to the net. So, I mean, it's great when you get guys like that, you know, that get on the game sheet, because I know that a lot of people look and they say, well, these guys don't have any points, but, you know, they're invaluable to us. And I thought that Jackson and Urs also did a great job, you know, on our PK at very crucial times today.
Coach, when we compare the Wolverines to the Pontiacs, what are some of the bigger differences you find again when you look at both of those teams and your approach?
That's a great question. I think they both have very dynamic back ends. You know, obviously Bonneville had Gresh. Whitecourt's got, Quillen. I think the difference is that Whitecourt has the potential to be a little bit more heavier with guys like Motley, Cranky, Kutze. You know, they're bigger bodies. Leslie, they can wear you down. Shumi. So really, as the series goes on, those guys are going to play a more prevalent role for them. But, again, they're very opportunistic. They're quick transition. We have to make sure that we keep bodies in front of them. We need to defend between the dots, and we have to protect our house. We almost call our D-zone, we call it almost like a Trump D-zone, where we're just building walls everywhere and trying to keep them to the outside. But, you know, they're a very dangerous team, and there's a reason why they were the most offensive team through a 60-game schedule. You know, we've had success against them, you know, this year, and I hope that continues for at least three more games.
Tom, we saw a little bit of bad blood between these two teams in the regular season with some questionable hits. Evan Toomey drives hard on the goal there. Just what was the explanation that you got from the official?
Well, I mean, obviously it was a goaltender interference penalty, and I don't mind our players standing up for our goaltender. I thought that, you know, Schaller did what he did. The reasoning was the referee said he was a little too energetic and, you know, wouldn't stop. So I've got zero issue with that. When you're standing up for your teammates, you know, I'll take those penalties all day long. You know, Toby was a guy there that wouldn't have even thought of it. You know, that's just an ordinary reaction for him, and that's the reason why he's a great teammate.
Coach, as we continue deeper and deeper into the playoffs, you know, playing as a player, playing close to that edge is so important. We have a lot of players that are playing extremely close to the edge. I look at Jared White, you know, the type of game that he's able to mount and that standard of play that he has. You talk about Schaller. How important is that as a team now to continue to play just to the edge, keeping that discipline? You look at the Wolverines. I didn't think there was a lot of discipline there. I was a little bit surprised to see the number of penalties that they took.
You know what? I agree. And when you get further into the playoffs, I think that specialty teams are going to play a bigger role. I didn't like our power play today. I thought that we were way too slow in the neutral zone, and you can't attack lazy. I don't even know what the word I'm looking for. You can't be lazy on your entries, and we were. We made it passive. And what's frustrating is we work on it all week in practice, where we need as much speed as we can at their blue line. When we got to get pucks in, you have to play east-west. They're a team that loves to flood the strong side, and if you can get the puck east-west, you're going to create lanes for yourself coming out of the corner. But we didn't do that. I mean, in the first period, we had a forward that delayed in between, you know, the ring line and the blue line. The moment you delay, they're going to collapse, and, you know, they're going to swap the puck down the ice, and now you're going to have to break out again. So it's a work in progress. Believe me, we do work on it lots. You know, and through the year, we were okay, but what we have to understand is when you get opportunities, especially in the first period there, we had three power plays. We had four shots on net. I mean, and I don't think we had a shot on net on the power play. And we had, I think it was 35 to, you know, seconds of a 5-on-3. Can't happen. I mean, those are opportunities when you have a team on the rope, you have to knock them out. And I just felt that we allowed them to stay in the game a lot longer than what was really necessary.
Tom, just lastly, a quick turnaround. Obviously, it's playoffs, so you'll play again tomorrow night. Just what's the message to the team, and maybe what would you like to see a little bit different from your side as you head into game two?
Well, I mean, the message is we have to be a little bit more physical. We have to manage the puck. We can't turn it over. There's no excuses. I don't care whether somebody tells me it's ice or puck jump. Doesn't matter. You know, we harped in the third period is that the games like this are going to be won in the trenches, and those trenches are along the wall in your own zone where pucks have to get out when they have an opportunity. I mean, their defense were very active. And then over the red line, if you don't have an odd man rush, then you've got to get pucks deep. And no matter what it takes, whether it has to be off the glass, off the boards, up the middle, doesn't matter. We want to force their defensemen to turn and play from, you know, 200 feet if they're, you know, going to mount any type of attack. So, again, it's about compete level and puck management. But again, we how many times have we sat here and said, you know, we're wondering what kind of team we're going to see, and we've always had that bounce back. So we understand the importance of the first 10 minutes, and we understand the importance of tomorrow. This is home ice. This is why, you know, we battled hard for 60 games, and we have to make sure that we utilize that, you know, that advantage that we have.
Tom, appreciate the time as always, and congratulations on a big win here in game one.
Thank you, guys.
Well done, Coach.